This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan, and we are live at Nationals Park in the left field concourse. This is where we will be this evening for our pre-pregame show starting at 5:30 at the end of Chad Dukes versus the World. Come on by, see us, say hello, hang out, watch the pre-pregame live, and get some Nats content. We'll have the lineups and all the intel you need ahead of the first pitch of the Nationals and the Cubs. Typically, when the Nats play, you turn on Masson and you see the smiling face of our next guest, F.P. Santangelo, our Masson insider. F.P. Santangelo is presented by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. It's IT orchestration by CDWG. CDWG, people who get it. FP, tonight is going to be rocking at this ballpark. We cannot wait. Months and months of buildup. There's a case to be made, I think. Would you buy this? That really, since opening day, the ballpark has never had to be electric because there haven't been huge games played because of how good this team was.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be electric tonight. I mean, this is why you play. I mean, this is everything. This is why we love baseball. This is what it's all about. And you know, I can't wait to get there. It's like Christmas morning, all the cliches. But, I mean, you just wake up today and you have another playoff game. And I hope we all realize how lucky we are that this just is starting to become the norm around here. I mean, we're talking about a team that used to be the laughing stock of the National League. And now, you know, all the division championships, the playoffs every year, we're judging which playoff was the worst, which one was the best, which one we liked the most, which division championship, which team. I mean, this is a golden time for baseball in the D.C. area, the DMV. I mean, this is once-in-a-lifetime stuff. This just doesn't happen where you make a run like this. So, I mean, tonight's a celebration of all that. So when the fans get to the ballpark, when you and I get – you guys are already there. When I get to the ballpark tonight, that's what it's about for me. It's a celebration for just the greatest time ever in D.C. baseball history. It really is.
Well said, my friend. Let's look at this Cubs opponent here. The Nats are good. We know that. This Cubs team, you know, kind of treaded water for a while. Understandable after that World Series, you put so much into that run. They were kind of just okay for a while. Really caught fire in the second half, especially on offense. Biggest challenge, let's go just through who we anticipate being in the lineup here tonight, FP. Biggest challenge for Steven Strasburg tonight. Who are the guys that he's got to worry about?
Well, I mean, Kyle Schwarber is as dangerous as they come, even though his average isn't high, a 30-home run guy that can run into one at any time. Anthony Rizzo, obviously. And you just talk about their lineup in general. Chris Bryant, former MVP. So those are the three guys that come to mind. Javi Baez is dangerous, too. But I think he's a guy you can pitch to. He's a guy that swings a lot with two strikes. You don't have to throw him strikes. You can expand the strike zone with him. But, you know, I think it's more about Steven's stuff than how he pitches these guys. I think a lot of times you worry about the hitters and their strengths, their weaknesses. But when you have plus stuff like Steven Strasburg, you pitch your game and let them figure it out. I think if you pitch to their weaknesses, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Pitch to your strengths. Drop the curveball in for strike one. Expand up with a fastball. Throw the turbo change up with two strikes that has split action to it. And just be Steven Strasburg. I don't even think you have to worry about who you're facing. It's more about, to me, the guys that can control themselves and comport themselves more calm, more mentally stable in these situations and control the fire. And just make it another game. It's so easy to say. That's the team that's going to win. The team that has more guys that do that. And I know the Cubs are experienced. They've been there, done that. They're probably a little more relaxed than the Nats will be tonight, you would think. But, I mean, they still have to face Steven Strasburg.
Not an easy task. FP Santangelo, Grant, and Danny, 106.7, The Fan. Bryce Harper showed signs of life. End of the season. I really like the way he put the bat on the ball in that final game. What are you anticipating from him in this series?
0-for-4 with four strikeouts tonight. No, he's going to – of course he's going to – he's big stage Bryce, man. This is what he does. This is what he lives for. The guy's a winner. He's a winning player. and he loves this atmosphere. I think big things. The guy's a natural hitter. The last game was very encouraging. He hit two balls right on the barrel. We were waiting to see that, and I think the 4 days off even gives his calf more rest. I'm excited to see Bryce tonight. Against Hendricks, a guy whose fastball, you guys, averages 85 miles an hour. So he's a fastball changeup guy that lives on the corners. Occasional curveball, he throws a curveball 8% of the time. But he's fastball changeup on the corners, on the corners. And his changeup looks just like his fastball when he's on. So, I mean, these are the kind of guys that historically have given the Nats offense problems. The guys that throw below 90 miles an hour, I call it BHS, below hitting speed. So they're going to have to make adjustments tonight. And I think at times as a hitter, when you're amped up and you're jacked up and it's a playoff scenario, 40,000 people at home, the guys that throw slow like this are harder to hit. So it'll be a challenge for him tonight offensively, I think. For me, when you're fired up, I want to face a guy throwing 97 because now I'm amped up. I'm going to catch up to your fastball. So I've seen in the playoffs where guys that throw soft can be effective, and those guys have given the Nats problems. So we'll see how the offense reacts to Hendricks tonight. I think that's based on injuries and performance. The Cubs are starting the right guy tonight.
Masson's FP Santangelo joins us here. Grant and Danny live from Nats Park all day. Got you locked and loaded. Game one tonight, first pitch, 7:31 Eastern Standard Time. FP, let's get into that a little bit more, talking about Hendricks. He slows your way, average fastball in the upper 80s. He takes even some off of that. The changeup you mentioned, cutter. His specialty to me is getting it to look like a strike for 80-some percent of the way to home plate before it kind of dips out of the zone, getting you to, you know, be a little bit more aggressive, capitalizing on your desire to do too much. How do you counter that? What's the best thing to do here for this Nats club? If you were giving him like a pregame hitter pep talk, what would you tell him?
Swing hard in case you hit it.
There you go.
I don't know. He doesn't throw. You say elevate these guys. That's the game plan. Get them up. He doesn't throw anything up. I mean, everything's down. It's at the knees. It's at the shins. It's at the ankles. Everything. He has a 50% ground ball rate, which means half of his outs are on the ground. So, when you talk about facing a guy like that, you know, Danny, I don't know, man. I just think you look for something with plate. And, you know, Murph's a guy that likes to lift the ball. Zim's a guy that's been getting underneath the ball. I still think you got to zone up just in case he makes a mistake. Look for something belt high. Look for something with plate. Maybe you scoot up in the box. I don't know. A lot of people say when a guy throws slow, get up in the box. But I think patience is key against guys that throw pitches that look like strikes that aren't. But I also feel like Hendricks, watching him historically, he almost tries to get behind in the count. I mean, he's not afraid of 1-0, 2-0, right? Because now you're falling into his trap and you gear up for fastball and you get the changeup that looks just like the fastball. I always used to joke that Tom Glavine tried to get behind guys 1-0 and 2-0, and I was talking to Tom when we were in Atlanta this year, and he said he did. And, you know, there would be times when, hey, big situation, bases loaded, or second and third one out, I would literally throw ball one. If you wanted to chase it, fine. But if I got to a 1-0 count, I was in my comfort zone. Now I threw my best pitch to change up, but I think Hendricks is a lot like that.
Victor Robles made this playoff roster for the Nationals. I love speed off the October bench. Are you surprised just over a dozen games in the major leagues?
No, because you want your best 25 guys, and he showed that he can play here. And I think more importantly than that, guys, he showed that he wasn't fazed by it. I mean, the kid's fearless. And I think if you're Dusty Baker or Mike Rizzo and you're talking about, you know, a five-game series against the defending world champs, if Victor Robles would have come up and shown that he was a little intimidated by it or in awe of the scenario, I think that's what they're going by, the body language, the confidence. The guy acted like he's been here for 10 years, the swagger in his game, and obviously the tools are there. That goes without being said. You just wonder if you can harness all that energy in a big scenario. I mean, he's had trouble staying on the base, for instance, when he hits a triple because he's going so fast, or a double, that he can't hold the base and you keep the tag on him. So there's a lot of young energy there and a lot of young tools, but I think he'll be fine. And yeah, if he's part of your best 25, which I thought he was, and I thought he was going to make the playoff roster, then that's absolutely the right decision. I don't think he's going to start, but, you know, double switch, Dusty likes to do that. Maybe a defensive replacement late. You know, he's got the arm, the speed. He's a plus defender. I don't think we've seen all of the tools on display. He made some really good plays in New York in a tough sun field in a day game. But that comes to mind. But, yeah, he's definitely a plus defender, and there's speed on the bases there.
FP, love having you on, buddy. It's a big night tonight. We'll see you down at the yard soon.
dude, I'm fired up. Let's go. Go Nats. And the Cubs had their time. You know, 1924, we should be hanging those banners around here. They hung the 1908 in Chicago last year. It's been a while. So D.C. is due, and it starts tonight, guys. Enjoy the ride.
Thank
Let's
you,
do it. These fans deserve it. The city deserves it. This organization deserves it. FP Santangelo on Grant and Danny. It is Friday, which means our double play is going to turn into winning off the field. We will do that next. You want to tell us how you're in the win column? You can call us at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. Also, got an update on Josh Norman. He just used social media to tell you how long he'll be out and how many games he'll miss for the Redskins. It's not great news. I'll just tell you that. You're listening to The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.